Chapter 63. Why have you denied me my royal garments? The girl demanded. The princess was wearing a drab dress, several sizes too big, and had pulled her hair back in a simple ponytail. The God King had denied her even combs.
Do you believe in evil, Janine? Gareth sat on the edge of Janine's bed in the North Tower. It was before dawn, on the day that he would finally massacre the Cenarian resistance. It would be a good day. He was in high spirits.
How could I sit in your presence and not? She spat. Where are my things?
The beautiful woman does things to a man, young lady. It would not do for you to be ravished. It would displease me to have you broken so soon.
Do you not have control of your men? Some god you are, some king.
I do not speak of my men, Gareth said quietly. She blinked. You stir me. You have what we call Yushai. It is life, and fire, and steel, and joy of living. I have extinguished it in my wives before. That is why your cloistered and forbidden comely clothes. It's why I sated myself with one of your ladies-in-waiting. To protect you. You will be my queen, and you will share my bed. But not yet.
Not ever!
See? You shy.
Go to hell,
Janine said. You are a woman cursed, aren't you? Mine is the third royal family you've belonged to, and the first two didn't fare so well, did they? Your husband lasted, what, an hour?
By the one and the hundred, she said, may your soul be cast in the pit. May every fruit within your grasp turn to worms and rot. May your children betray you. He slapped her. For a moment she worked her jaw, blinking the tears out of her eyes. Then she continued, May— He slapped her again, harder, and felt a dangerous surge of pleasure down to his loins.
Damn, Kali!
She was about to spit on him when he gagged her with the veer.
Never tempt a man beyond what he can endure. Do you understand? He asked.
She nodded, eyes wide at the black veer raking his skin. The veer released her. Gareth Orsul sighed with disappointment, denying the strangers. Janine looked terrified.
Good. Perhaps it will teach her caution.
After Neff had produced the princess as a gift and apology for what a mess Cenaria had become, Gareth had been instantly smitten. He had first sent Princess Gunder to Caliras with the baggage train carrying all the best plunder, but he hadn't been able to get her out of his mind. He'd ordered her brought back. It was a crazy risk. If the Cenarians learned she was alive and saved her, they would have a legitimate ruler, and this girl would rule, given the chance and a little luck. She was fearless.
Back to my question, Janine. Do you believe in evil?
The God King asked. Best to engage his mind if this interview weren't to end in tears for her and sated disgust for himself.
Some people call it evil when my soldiers knock on a door in the night and ask a man where his brother is, and the terrified man tells them. Or when a woman sees a full purse lying in the road and takes it. I'm not asking if you believe in weakness or in ignorance that harms others. I'm asking if you believe in an evil that glories in destruction, in perversion. An evil that would look on the face of goodness and spit on it. You see, when I kill one of my seed, it's not an act of evil. I know when I rip the beating heart from that young boy's chest that I'm not just killing him. I'm inspiring such fear in all the others that it makes me more than a man. It makes me unquestionable, unfathomable. A god. That secures my reign and my kingdom. When I want to take a city, I herd the inhabitants of nearby villages in front of my army. If the city wants to use war engines against my men, they have to kill their friends and neighbors first. Brutal? Yes. But evil? One might say it saves lives because the cities usually surrender, or they do when I start catapulting the living into the city. You'd be amazed at what the simple sound of a scream, changing pitch, and ending with a thump, will do to soldiers when it's repeated every 13 minutes. You can't help but wait, can't help but wonder, do I recognize this voice? But I digress. You see, I don't call any of that evil. Our society rests on the foundation of the God King's power. If the God King doesn't have absolute power, everything crumbles. Then comes chaos, war, starvation, plagues that don't discriminate between the innocent and the guilty. Everything I do staves that off. A little brutality preserves us like a surgeon's knife preserves life. My question is, do you believe in an evil possessed of its own purity? Or does every act intend some good?
Why are you asking me? Jeanine asked. She had gone pasty pale. It would have made her look Caladoran if it weren't tinged with green.
I always talk to my wives, the God King said. First, because only madmen regularly speak to themselves. Second, there is the off chance a woman might have insight. He was baiting her, and was rewarded as she recovered some of her Yushai. She reminded him of Dorian's mother, and Moburu's.
I think evil has agents, Jeanine said. I think we allow evil to use us. It doesn't care if we know what we're doing is evil or not. After we've done its will, if we feel guilty, it can use that to condemn us in our own eyes. If we feel good, it can immediately use us for its next objective.
You are an intriguing child, Gareth said. I've never heard such an idea. Gareth didn't like it. It made less of him, a mere tool, ignorant or knowing, but always complicit. You know, I almost left this throne. I almost rejected everything it is to be in the lineage of gods.
Really?
Yes. Twice. First when I was an Aethling, and then when I was a father. Strength brought me back, both times. Non taculam. I shall not serve. You see, I had a son named Dorian. He reminded me of me. I saw him turning away from the path of godhood, as I almost had. He paused. Have you ever stood on a height and thought, I could jump?
Yes,
Jeanine said. Everyone does, Gareth said. Have you stood with someone else and thought, I could push him?
She shook her head, horrified.
I don't believe you. Regardless, that is how it was with Dorian. I thought I could push him. So I did. Not because it helped me, just because I could. I brought him into my confidence and he almost turned me away from godhood, so I betrayed him in the most profound way I could imagine. It was the moment closest to a purity of evil I have come. You see, to my eyes, the world holds only two mysteries. Evil is the first, and love is the second. I have seen love used, exaggerated into a mockery of itself, perverted, faked, betrayed. Love is a fragile, corruptible thing. And yet, I have seen it evince a curious strength. It is beyond my comprehension. Love is weakness that once in a great while triumphs over strength.
Baffling.
What do you think, Janine?
Her face was stony.
I know nothing of love.
He snorted.
Don't feel bad.
One interesting thought is more than I get out of most of my wives. Power is a whore. Once you finally hold her, you realize that she is courting every man in sight.
What's the purpose of all your power? Janine said.
He furrowed his brow.
Whatever do you mean?
I'd say that's your problem right there.
Now you speak with the insight I'd expect from a woman, which is to say none.
Thanks for clarifying.
Ah. So she was as smart as they said. He'd wondered when he'd heard she was requesting books. Better not let a woman read.
You're welcome. Now where was I?
She answered, but he didn't hear her. Something had just happened to Tensor's Ferali. He could feel it through the webs of magic he'd anchored throughout the castle. Whatever had just done that, it was more powerful than he'd expected.
I can tell you're not happy here, so I'm sending you to Caliris, he said, walking to the door. If you send any messages or attempt escape, I'll round up all your friends and 100 innocents and kill them.
He strode across the room and kissed her fiercely. Her lips were cold and utterly unresponsive.
Goodbye, my princess, he said.
He paused outside the door until he heard her burst into tears, the rustle of covers as she threw herself on the bed, and what he thought was Logan's name. He'd have to give orders about that. If Janine found out Logan was alive, she'd never bend to Gareth's will. That tug on the web pulled him, but still he paused. Usually, a woman's weeping meant nothing to him, but today... He turned the feeling over like a strangely colored stone. Was this guilt? Remorse? Why did he have the insane desire to apologize?
Curious. He'd have to think about this later, when Janine was at a safe distance.
He ordered 6 huge Highlanders from the God King's Guard to take her to Calador immediately, and then went down the stairs.